This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You may take control of the airwaves if you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And then there's our Skype username, which is lrn.fm. You can connect that way and get on the air with us here on the radio waves. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
You may also call us via our Discord on-air call-in line room. That's available to you on our Discord server, which you can connect to at discord.lrn.fm. Over the weekend, there were a couple of stories that I consider to be pretty big, at least from the world of North Korea, from that perspective. It's a perspective, obviously, we only understand tangentially, given that we don't live there, thank goodness. And we have to kind of hear about it from, well, you can listen to the North Koreans' state-approved media if you don't want the truth. And then you can hear from the people who've escaped from North Korea and tell you what is presumably more of the truth because they were there to experience it.
Presumably.
Yeah. So we've been following the North Korean story for years here on Free Talk Live. And again, as much as we're able to, obviously we talk about a lot of stuff here on Free Talk Live. But I think that countries like North Korea are a fascinating study. They're really interesting to look at. They're, I'm sure, horrible to live in, especially when you're talking about near starvation, which, of course, what they experienced in the 1990s due to their communist distribution model.
Well, the claim is still that they are smaller than South Koreans because of malnutrition.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Starvation, malnutrition.
For sure. So it's not an easy life there in North Korea. But things have made a shift for the better, a significant shift for the better in just the last 3 months. I think it was toward the end of April or sometime in April when the upcoming then summit, or what was the summit in Singapore that happened between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, when that was first talked about, when the South Korean president met with Kim Jong-un and came to an agreement to end the Korean War. This is huge, right? Like, this is a war that has been, you know, there hasn't been open conflict. It's been in sort of a, what's the term for it?
Cold War?
Is cold. I mean,
the armistice is the term.
Armistice? Okay, temporary ceasefire.
Ceasefire,
You know, it's been going on since the 1950s.
But it's effectively a Cold War, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, there's some level of buildup of arms and that kind of thing. So, you know, to have that announced as this is going to end, and then further see some of the steps that have been taken towards reducing the conflict between the not just the North and the South, but also the United States and the North, seems significant. It seems to be more than has ever been done in the past. And now there's headlines coming out of some British news, including The Telegraph and the BBC, about some even more shocking headlines here from North Korea. One of them, that they're changing their tune in their propaganda. So, as you know, it's state-run media in North Korea.
Right.
If you're listening to the radio, it's state-run. If you're watching television, it's state-run. That's it. You don't have access to anything else. And so,
maybe thumb drives from
those software are illegal, but yes. Anything besides that, you're breaking the law, right?
Right.
So here's the story from the 23rd of June. So very new news here from the BBC. Andreas Ilmer reporting that over the past few months, North Korea's propaganda has been changing its tune. Banners and posters displayed across the capital and other towns typically featured the United States as a brutal imperialist aggressor, which isn't a wrong, you know, perspective. I mean, that's one of the things the North Korean propagandists are telling the truth about, that the U.S. government is an imperialist aggressor around the world. I mean, that's absolutely true.
I don't think brutal is the right term to use.
Tell that to the people that had bombs dropped on their weddings and their homes, the innocent, peaceful people in the Middle East who have absolutely been brutalized by the United States military.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a non-brutal way to carry out imperialism.
That's not imperialism?
No, it's not the imperialist aspects of the United States. The United States controls the other governments of the world through the State Department.
Uh-huh.
And then it has to create an enemy around the world at different times. That's not imperialism. That's banging the war drum.
Well, that's just imperialism if you're good at it.
Okay. I mean, it's funny. It's funny how the United States has so many problems with such tiny little nations.
Yeah, I think you're wrong about your definition, Mark, and Melanie's right. The policy of extending a country's power and influence through diplomacy or military force. So to say that the U.S. isn't brutal is downplaying severely. And I know that you believe that they are, you know, you're anti-war. So, I mean, don't give them any credit
it's
for
not
what they're
the war.
Doing out there.
It's the imperialism. I think it's a bit different. Anyway, fine. Go on.
Yeah. Whether they call them, you know, anyway, let's go on here. The story from the BBC. So, yes, they are a brutal imperialist aggressor. I'll agree with that much. And South Korea or Japan are usually painted as Washington's willing allies. But visitors to the country say they've seen those posters replaced by propaganda pushing economic progress and the inter-Korean rapprochement. Leading newspapers in the tightly controlled country have also seen a shift in tone, a sign the country is starting to reflect its recent diplomatic thaw to the people. The vast majority of North Koreans have very little access to information, so state media and propaganda have a far greater impact than elsewhere in the world. With the U.S. traditionally depicted as the main enemy, propaganda has not held back on showing how Pyongyang would respond, depicting missiles destroying the U.S. or troops crushing invaders. The posters are meant to inspire patriotism, build confidence in the leadership, and give a sense the struggles of life are for the greater glory of the nation. Now, there is one thing that they've done, according to some of the reports and documentaries that have come out of there, is, while I agree with them painting the U.S. as a imperial, you know, brutalist, you know, dictator kind of thing for the world, at the same time, they're not actively attacking North Korea. So when North Korea blames the United States for its power outages, sorry, that one just doesn't fly. That's, you don't have power because you've got communism.
It's an unsubstantiated claim. Either explanation, I think, is sufficient to explain the power outages.
Either explanation? What do you mean?
Yeah, so it's a sufficient explanation to say you're a communist nation, so I'm not surprised you have regular power outages.
Right.
It's also a sufficient explanation that is unsubstantiated but not out of left field to say you're causing our power outages, Mr. CIA man. I am not going to just dismiss a claim that the U.S. is doing something like that. Now, it seems to me more likely that it's just due to their lack of resources.
I mean, that's obvious.
It's not. I can't
rule
out something like that.
They have resources. They just don't have the economic model to harvest those resources efficiently because they're commies. And central control fails every single time. The idea that the CIA has put a man inside their power plant to randomly shut off the power at nighttime
that's
pretty ridiculous.
A silly model, but yeah. I mean, it's not like the U.S. has ever been caught in anyone else's quote country,
sure,
you know, messing with stuff.
Normally,
this is
they're
not
looking
an outrageous
to film
allegation.
Well, but it's laughable. It's laughable. I wouldn't call it outrageous, but I would call it laughable. I mean, normally, if the CIA is going to be meddling, they're likely going to be trying to do things like regime change, not, you know, meddle with the power station. I don't know.
But if that's what they feel like, it's going to do the job.
I don't
think the United States is messing around with North Korea's power. That sounds like a lame cop-out.
Right. So so sometimes they go, you know, obviously to the realm of complete fantasy when they're trying to make the U.S. look bad. And in my opinion, the U.S. does enough to look bad. But the harsh posters usually go up only when things are bad internationally, says one expert here, Andre Abrahamian of Griffith University. He says they signal tough times and a tougher line on the U.S. to the citizens of North Korea. They come down when tensions abate. So when times are more positive, the propaganda will be too. After months of belligerent war threats, North Korea this year held historic summits with both South Korea and the U.S., pledging, albeit in vague terms, to give up its cherished nuclear arsenal and work toward peace. Foreign guides who take tour groups into the closed country say that in recent months the propaganda narrative has taken a distinctive turn. In place of the aggressive rhetoric, there's now a focus on more positive messages, praising the Panmunjom Declaration, which was signed at the Inter-Korean Summit, for example. Rowan Beard, a tour manager at Young Pioneer Tours, told Reuters news agency, quote, "All the anti-American posters I usually see around Kim Il-sung Square and at shops, they're all just gone. In 5 years working in North Korea, I've never seen them completely disappear before."
Looks like they've got better things to advertise right now.
Interesting. More coming up here in moments. Toll-free number 855-453. But if that wasn't far enough for you, the other headline is that Kim Jong-un has erased his father and grandfather from the mandatory national oath. That's big. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology, over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the latest from North Korea. Some shocking news that the North Korean propaganda, very anti-American typically, has gone away and been replaced by more positive propaganda about a brighter economic future and the Koreas coming back together, ending the war. We'll continue to tell you more about that on the way here tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Hey, don't forget about the Blink Home Security System and your 15% discount you'll get for being a Free Talk Live listener over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Your Blink Home Security System is going to be the easiest thing you could ever install as far as home security is concerned. Like, I've been involved in home security system installs before, and I usually pay professionals to do it just because I don't like drilling holes, running wires through walls. I just don't like
doing pain.
That kind of work. So I'd usually hire somebody. In this case, I didn't have to hire anybody. I just opened the box, put the batteries in the camera, and put the cameras where I wanted to put them.
That's pretty much how easy it is.
And then there's a setup. There's a brief setup where you use basically a Wi-Fi-enabled device to set up your cameras and configure them, and that's it. And then you're done.
Yep.
And if you need to move the camera later, it's no problem. You know, get a better angle or tweak it. You don't have to move
house.
Right. You don't have to move a bunch of wires and hope they're going to make it. You know, oh, did you run the length of the wire long enough? Now do you need to run a whole new wire? I mean, there's just all kinds of problems.
Did you put drill in the wrong spot? Yeah. All that stuff.
So you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Get your Blink Home Security System. And whether you go to a home or a small office, I think it would work well for a small office. So blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue here, the shocking news out of North Korea that the propaganda is even changing. Now, it was interesting. I remember watching, they had the Trump Kim Jong-un summit that happened about a month ago, actually, at this point.
Sure.
Maybe 3.5 weeks.
Fresher than that in my mind, yeah.
And ABC News had like a continuous internet feed that they had going where they would show, at one point, they showed like television feeds of what the television looked like in South Korea, like what one of the channels would have on there, one of the news channels. And then the North Korean...
It's Gangnam Style all the time, right? Like
no.
Just constantly?
No, it was news coverage.
All right.
But Gangnam Style is a great song and, you know, K-pop. I'll give it a thumbs up. But anyway, they would show you the pictures from South Korea and U.S., like the sort of the feeds, the ongoing feeds, whatever, wherever they were getting it from, I'm not sure.
Okay.
And it was, you know, coverage of the summit. In North Korea, they showed you the North Korean state propaganda feed, and it was just, it had nothing to do with the summit that was going on.
Really?
North Korea's state propaganda was not covering that live.
They probably don't have very good production.
I bet you're right. They don't have a satellite truck that can roll out there and, you know, link up.
Didn't even know. Well, we want to cover this, but...
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
A talking head could cover it and just say, well, we've heard this. And
I'm sure that maybe there was probably some kind of news, but what they were showing was just like North Korean propaganda.
Yeah.
It was just like flags waving. It was images of vistas, you know, the mountains and things like that. It was just straight up boring propaganda. But you make me wonder now, Mark, like how do they do their media distribution? How does the state media in North Korea do it? Are they flipping on an old TV transmitter, you know, like from the 1950s or something like that? Because when you look at some of these North Korean documentaries, I mean, the place looks like it's stuck in 1950. It really does. Like some of the trucks and the vehicles, they look like they've been in service for 4 or 5 decades, constantly having to break down.
They're not making their own trucks, I can tell you that.
Constantly breaking down, having to be repaired, and the trains, you know, can barely move. Everything is just bad there. So it wouldn't surprise me if their television distribution was also very poor. I mean, I highly doubt North Korea is uplinking to a satellite and then having the people in their homes downlink from the satellite. But I don't know. I have no idea. That's a story I've never heard anything about.
Yeah, they'd have to launch a satellite or buy satellite time. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Well, I mean, they can do that. They can certainly throw money at satellite time. But I'm just curious as to how they're doing it. Well, anyway, moving on here. So one tour guide is saying he's frequently taking groups of people through Kim Il-sung Square. And, of course, Kim Il-sung is Kim Jong-un's grandfather, the one that is sort of notoriously the eternal president.
Right.
Even though he's been dead for, what, 20 years? I don't even know when he passed away. He's been dead for decades. And he says that they're all gone, all the anti-American posters, all of them. He says they've never seen them completely disappear before. Now, here's the rest of the story from the BBC. Of course, the new posters are just as much propaganda as the old ones, but they highlight different themes. Reunification of the Koreas, economic progress, and scientific achievement. The change follows an internal logic. If talks with the South and the U.S. are being reported as the beginning of possible future cooperation, then the two former adversaries have to be displayed in a more neutral and less threatening way. Why else would Kim Jong-un otherwise sit down for talks with those countries' leaders? NK News said, this appears to be in a website that is not the North Korean government, quote, Pyongyang needs an atmosphere of peace and detente, and such posters would help create it, according to Fyodor Tchertkitsky. Even the anti-American trinkets, which used to be sold to tourists as souvenirs, have begun to change.
Anti-American trinkets.
No longer, for instance, can you find the postcards, posters, or stamps that famously showed North Korean missiles heading for Washington. That's going to make those into a collector's item. Maybe that's what Kim Jong-un's got in mind, is if he changes all the propaganda, all the old posters and postcards will become valuable post, you know, pre-commie, whatever, pre-agreement propaganda and go up dramatically in value on eBay. Wouldn't surprise me if Kim was selling them off on eBay himself. For extra money.
I'm just thinking, is there like a snow globe with Donald Trump, you know, being, I don't know, beaten up on it? Crucified Donald Trump in a snow globe? Wait a second. This North Korea is the only place in the world that you could sell a lynched Obama snow globe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you might be able to sell that in some places in the United States.
Nah, I don't think so.
I wouldn't
be in big trouble if
US.
You try something like that.
Simon Cockrell, general manager at Koryo Tours, told Reuters, quote, they're always very popular, not very subtle, and as of now, have all been removed. Talking about, the trinkets.
Yes.
The changes in official policy are also being reflected in the leading national newspaper, the Rodong Sinmun. There is no free press in North Korea. All media outlets are tightly controlled, and anything published or broadcast is carefully vetted to be along official government lines. Usually, the newspaper would regularly run negative reports about the United States, depicting Washington as a hostile force and listing U.S. involvement in conflicts like Syria as proof of American imperialism. But leading up to the meeting on the 12th of June between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, the normally fiery paper stopped being critical of the U.S., since the summit, it has featured picture-heavy coverage of the meeting, celebrating Mr. Kim as a global statesman and peacemaker. Breaking with tradition, television and newspapers also reported Mr. Kim's recent trips to China and Singapore in almost real time, whereas previously it would have taken days for North Koreans to read about it. Quote, in tone, the
that
U.S.
That sounds like the 1950s.
Yeah.
Worse.
The U.S. is now depicted as if it is a normal country, according to Peter Ward, North Korean expert and writer for NK News. There's a little bit more on the subject here on how significant shift in tone of the North Korean propaganda has changed in just the last month or so. The toll-free number here is 855-453 if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
We found out earlier today that President Trump had a phone call with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday. Today at the White House, President Trump talked about a key component to any trade deal that the U.S. agrees to.
Fair trade deal. I didn't want to say good. I want to say fair. Fair trade deals for our taxpayers and for our workers and our farmers. And a lot of good things are happening. I think the EU, we're going to be meeting with them fairly soon. They want to see if they can work something out.
A former high school classmate of the man accused of killing five people at a Maryland newspaper office is speaking out, saying she was cyberstalked by the man for years.
He reached out to me via email to ask if I remembered him from high school. I replied to him nicely that I did not.
The woman, who only gave her first name as Lori, said the conversations began innocent but got progressively worse to the point of where the authorities had to become involved, and she said that eventually he threatened to kill her. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're talking about the North Korean shift in propaganda. As you know, the North Korean government basically completely controls all media in the hermit state. And for a long time, they've been painting the United States as an evil, imperialist, violent force, which is, of course, true. But now they're starting to tone that back a bit. They've gotten rid of all of the posters, apparently, in Kim Il-sung Square that have been historically very, very anti-U.S. government. And they've replaced them with posters that are very pro kind of North Korea, Korea reunification with South Korea, economic progress. So different, more positive messages rather than kind of the sword rattling style, we're tough guys kind of messages. That's changed, and that's been observed by the people who take tour groups through in over recent years, and they're seeing the changes in recent weeks there in North Korea. We're sharing some of that with you, and there's also news updates coming out of North Korea over the last day or so, claiming that there's allegations that even though on one hand Kim Jong-un is saying they're going to be denuclearizing, they say that they're expanding their ballistic missile production facility.
Right, so what's happening?
Yeah, so it's not real clear. But there's also another headline here that Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State and former head of the CIA, is going to be going back to North Korea this week to meet with Kim Jong-un. So
he's perhaps going to want to check in on that.
Discussions continue there as we continue here. You can bring up anything you want. Melanie does taxes for a living. She can also help you with your books if you've got a smaller business. And how are things going this time of year for you, Melanie?
I mean, it's kind of slow most of the year, really. I got another steady client earlier today.
Didn't you tell me, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but that most of your clients have come from Free Talk Live now?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's so great. I mean, it makes it easy for me because I don't have to worry about, are people going to find out who I am? They just already know who
they
I
already
am,
know your so, opinion. They wouldn't buy from you.
I would want an accountant, even if I was just your straight as an arrow, as far as these things go. I would want an accountant who doesn't want to pay taxes, right? And obviously,
that's Melanie.
They also don't want to go to jail, so that's
right.
They don't want you to go to jail, so you know that's the policy, and that'd be what I would be looking for.
And she can do that. She can help you reduce your tax burden and keep more money. Then this, as you said, Mark, it paid for itself, hiring Melanie.
Yes.
To do your family's
first year
taxes.
End of story.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a cumulative thing. First year, paid for.
Boom. So there you go.
Not going to do that differently at this point.
If you want to get in touch with Melanie, whether it's for bookkeeping work or to hire her to handle your taxes, personal or business, she can do that. She can help you out. Just go to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll jump you right over to her website where you can reach out directly. That's tax.freetalklive.com. We're, again, sharing a story here, this case from the BBC, about the change, the significant, what I would call, you know, sea change in the way the North Korean propaganda ministry has been exposing its people to information. Now, of course, they're still completely state-run media in North Korea, and don't expect that to change anytime soon. But the tone has changed significantly. In fact, they're even saying that the state has gotten rid of its the tchotchkes, like the little trinkets that they sell at tourist shops that indicate, like, you know, with a pin showing missiles aimed at the United States. Those are gone now, according to tour guides. They're not there anymore. Quote, in tone, the U.S. is now depicted as if it's a normal country, says one of the writers for NK News. It says, further, all references to U.S. actions that North Korea considers hostile acts have disappeared from the newspaper. There's even what Mr. Ward describes as neutral coverage of the U.S. quitting the Human Rights Council at the U.N. This is fascinating, he explains. Generally speaking, neutral or positive coverage is normally reserved for countries that Pyongyang has friendly relations with. With all of North Korea's talks at very early stages so far, it's unclear whether the sudden change of tone is here to stay. Unless North Korea lives up to the generalized commitments they made at Panmunjom and Singapore, there will be little sanctions relief in return, and so beyond the posters they see every day, little might change for ordinary North Koreans.
Yeah, you would think that if North Korea was basically dealing in bad faith, as far as these negotiations go, that they wouldn't ramp down the propaganda.
Right.
Because their expectation is that all we're trying to do is get some sanctions out, or get some sanctions lifted for a little while, or get a couple of boatloads of grain or whatever it is that they're hoping for, and then off to the races we do this dumb crap again.
Right. Instead, they've changed not only their propaganda, they've released prisoners of war, or the three prisoners that they had. The United States prisoners, they released them, and they also turned off the propaganda speakers on both the north and southern sides of the DMZ, which I guess until recently had been blasting 24 hours a day propaganda at either side. Those are turned off now. And we haven't seen reports that they've been turned back on. So there have been these kind of significant symbolic steps. He also, of course, shut down the nuclear testing facility, at least one of them, although critics are saying, well, that thing was broken anyway, and so it was no big deal to shut it down, so that was what was going to happen anyway.
I'm curious about these critics. I'd like to have a little expose about the critics, because it seems like there are people out there that don't want Donald Trump to do well in any way, shape, or form. There are people out there that didn't want Barack Obama to do well either, and, to be completely fair.
And you know there's people out there that don't want to see Kim Jong-un become a more peaceful dictator, right? Like,
right.
He seems to be a less bad version of his father and grandfather before him, by all evidence so far.
Sounds fair.
So here's the rest of the story from a different story from the Telegraph. Headline, Kim Jong-un erases his father. I couldn't believe this when I saw this headline.
I can't believe it either. I don't believe it now.
He erases his father and grandfather from the new mandatory national oath. It's not a new oath. It's a new version of an old oath. Here's the story from, again, last week at the Telegraph, reporting in Tokyo. Julian Rayol says, Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, has introduced a new national oath playing down.
They don't call it a pledge of allegiance.
It's the same thing, right?
These are the only two nations that really seem to have one.
I'm sure there's something else like that out
there. They do have some things like civil, you know, whatevers, but
they got national anthems.
They're not national anthem's different.
Yeah, national anthem is just a song. You don't make people sing it.
In some places, you will be made to sing things like the national anthem, right? Like, come on. Tell me there aren't places in the world where you must say these
Everything you say is true someplace in the world. But a pledge of allegiance or a national oath or whatever is a pretty uncommon thing.
This oath, which must be recited by all citizens, was originally introduced in the 1970s, which, of course, was many years after the U.S. introduced its.
Oh, yeah.
When Kim Il-sung, the founder of the nation, the grandfather of the present dictator, exercised control over the nation. The oath was made up of 10 articles that extolled the wisdom and greatness of Mr. Kim. And after his death in July of 1994, see, I was right, he's been dead for a couple of decades here. His son, Kim Jong-il, who's now also dead, declared by workers, students, and members of the armed forces on national holidays and key anniversaries of the Workers' Party, citizens have been required to swear to, quote, arm themselves with the ideals, unquote, of the nation's first two leaders, according to Seoul-based Daily NK news sites. Citizens were then required to commit themselves to applying those ideals to every facet of their lives, in the workplace, school, and family, and to, quote, forever dedicate their lives as if they were worth nothing but for the great achievements of Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, and the Workers' Party of Korea, unquote. Quoting sources in the North, a media outlet said failing to attend an oath meeting would mark a citizen out as being potentially politically unreliable. The oath has not been changed for more than 40 years, say sources, although the present hereditary ruler of North Korea has apparently decided that now it needs to be revised. The new version of the oath reduces the number of articles from 10 to 5, shortening the time required to recite the full text. Now I'm going to have to pull it up because I'm curious to know how long of a screed this particular oath is. But he's cutting it down from 10 to 5. And has effectively edited out his own father and grandfather with only a brief comment now on their will and spirit. 855 453. You want to talk about a change in propaganda? This one means a lot. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You want to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners? We've got a forum. I know forums aren't really that popular these days, but our forum actually has some usage. It's part of the larger Shire forums, and you can go to forum.freetalklive.com. That's where I post my show prep, so if you want to get the access to the articles here that we're talking about tonight with the North Korea stories, I'll be posting them over probably when the show's done over at forum.freetalklive.com, and there can be discussions and such had there as well about whatever topics you want to talk about. And if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you can get a Free Talk Live badge to identify you as a Free Talk Live listener on those forums. As I said, it's part of a larger forum, so it's one of the sub-forums on the Shire Society forums. Back in the old days, Mark, we had enough forum use to justify Free Talk Live having its own forum, but
yeah,
it would not really work, I don't think, these days. But go on, head on over there, and you can see it's actually pretty slick forum software. It's easy to use. It's more very, very modern. It's not, if you remember the forums of old, this isn't like that. It's not the clunky kind of, you have to reload the page, you have to use the obscure code to upload, like, pictures.
It still looks forum-y in a lot of ways.
It looks like a forum, but it feels more like a modern kind of Facebook-y.
Yeah, Web 2.0.
Yeah, quickie, or what if, I don't know, are we on 3.0 yet?
Social
Web 2.0 is like a decade ago, so
I know.
I'm hoping we're beyond 2.0. But anyway, yeah, more HTML5. Let's say that for those that know what that means. But anyway, it's pretty slick. Forum.freetalklive.com, and it's free, so go check it out and get interactive with some of the hosts of the show. Melanie and I are there fairly regularly, and
I'm participating in the forum right
now. Okay, cool. Hey, good to know.
I've got a thread I just started a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that. What's it called?
I don't remember what the name of the thread is.
I don't see it here.
I think it's something Linger Lodge. What the name of that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was not on the Free Talk Live side of the forum. That's on the Shire Society.
Oh,
but anyway, go to forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue covering more of what's going on in North Korea, some surprising changes. Not only are they rolling back the anti-American propaganda, like, it can't be found at this point, according to people who actually go there and take tour groups through the country, but also, Kim Jong-un has now changed the national oath. And I was looking around to try to find said oath, and I couldn't find it. I need to do more searching for this because I'm curious to see, you know, what's the translation
but
of
it. But you found that there is a South Korean oath, which I find to be very
There's
interesting.
There's a Pledge of Allegiance for the South Korean flag, okay. Pledge to the flag. And
that's
that
pretty
out.
Uncommon worldwide. We've looked into this in the past, and Melanie, you just said that you were coming across some people said, yeah, I'd never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, I just Googled it, and a Reddit forum was the first thing, and people were having to be explained to what a Pledge of Allegiance was. They were confusing it with a national anthem and asking, why do y'all sing the national anthem every day? Apparently that's right. Not a thing in Europe
in
and
countries.
New Zealand.
So, if you guys know where this thing is, please feel free to share it on our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. If you can find a translation of the North Korean oath, the original one, which was apparently 10 articles, and all of the North Korean citizenry has to go and recite this oath at various different times throughout the year, and if they don't recite it, they get in trouble. Now, Kim Jong-un's cutting it down to 5 from 10. So,
5 what?
5 articles.
Okay.
And he's basically removing all mention of his...
Do they have to say it like memorization? I remember
That's
when,
not
I was,
clear.
When I was in Christian school, Luke 2, every Christmas, we
had to memorize
the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not clear, Mark. I don't know. Good question. But he's effectively edited out his father and grandfather, which... Can we explain why that's such a big deal? In North Korea... If you go to North Korea, this is according to the documentaries that I've seen on it, if you go to North Korea, you're expected to bow down at the statue of Kim Il-sung. You are expected to show reverence for the eternal president of the country of North Korea. This man has statues all over the place. The people in North Korea have been required to have the photograph, like a painting or photograph or whatever, official state photo of Kim Jong,
yeah.
Of Kim Jong Il and Kim Il Sung in their homes.
Yeah,
you know, they're raised around these men as though they are gods. Kim Jong Il, when he was in charge, was I remember watching one documentary about how the people of North Korea are told to believe that he was the one who designed like the their equivalent of SeaWorld. That he was the one who designed the exercise equipment at a national gym.
Yeah, that's
just a random thing to claim, if you can just claim invention of anything.
That he had helped people see again when foreign doctors were brought into the country and helped people recover some of their vision through whatever surgery.
Letting foreign doctors in is helping people to be able to see, so I suppose it's accurate.
But they didn't thank the doctor.
No, they didn't thank the doctor.
They thanked Kim Jong-il.
Well people kind of like do saying, that here. Oh, thank God. I was in the sergeant's
That's
like...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is God to them. These men are gods to them. And for Kim Jong-un to come around and to eliminate them from the national oath, you got to wonder what some of these North Koreans think about that. Because that's got to be shocking. That's got to be something like, I mean, is he going to lose legitimacy over this? You would think this was a calculated move on his part, right? Like he just wasn't just drinking a lot one night and decide I'm going to strike my father and grandfather from the national oath.
I mean, this is a really bad idea in that case. I don't know what his plans are here. It's difficult to know what's going on, but, well,
well the
it's
plan
amazing.
Seems to be to you know, I'm not sure what the right word is, to de-emphasize, if you will, the past figures who have previously been worshipped.
I imagine that they kind of clean that list up without acknowledging that it happens on a regular basis. There is only 2 people on it as of a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they're not obviously keeping, like, every single leader of North Korea since the...
These are the only 2 leaders of North Korea. North Korea became a country... Yeah, I know this because I read the book that Michael Malice wrote, which is excellent, by the way. It's called Dear Reader, and Johnny Ray gave that to me last year. I had the chance to read it earlier this year. North Korea didn't exist until the Korean War, when Japan basically split the Koreas into 2, and then the U.S. government came in there and essentially helped help keep that border in existence. It's my basic summary of what happened, and it was Kim Il-sung who was the first president of North Korea. He was then followed by his son, Kim Jong-il, and now Kim Jong-un. So there's only been three, and they all have different titles. So Kim Il-sung is the president of North Korea today, even though he's been dead for 24 years. Kim Jong-il, I don't know what his official continuing title is, but he's not the president because his father's still right. The president, and even though both of them are dead.
Marshal or something, I can't remember what that
is. That's probably it, probably Grand Marshal. And Kim Jong-un's official title is like Supreme Leader or something like that. So they have an eternal president who has been worshipped from years, for decades, for generations. And now for Kim Jong-un to just remove them from the national oath, I mean, that's a pretty big deal here. And so they've effectively been edited out, according to the Telegraph in the UK, leaving only a brief comment on their, quote, will and spirit, according to the Daily NK report. I'm going to have to find this Daily NK report and see if maybe they link to the actual text of this thing. Anyway, going on here, instead, a passage has been inserted that is a declaration of loyalty to the ideology and leadership of Kim Jong-un.
Of course. What else would he?
Well, apparently he's fully willing and able to elevate himself above the historical elevation of his predecessors, which that's going to offend some people. I mean, if you know anything about the Koreas, you know that there's a lot of reverence toward the elderly, toward the generations, meaning that they have names for, like in a group of people, like Mark, you're the oldest person in this group here in the studio. There's a certain Korean word that describes the oldest person in a group. There's also a Korean word that describes the youngest person in a group. And the people who are younger are expected to show reverence towards the people who are older. So for Kim Jong-un to go in there and effectively cut out his predecessors, even though they're dead, they certainly aren't forgotten. To cut them out of this is shocking, I would say. I bet this is very upsetting to a good portion of some of the older people in North Korea. Maybe the younger folks understand it, but I don't know. It would be interesting if we could talk to some North Koreans and get their actual opinions, but you can't really do that. Going on here, the complete whitewashing of past leaders has never been attempted before in North Korea and runs counter to the concept of the Kim family being benevolent parent figures to the population through the generations. Mr. Kim's efforts to eclipse his forefathers is likely to be another attempt to shore up his own domestic support base at the same time as reinvigorating his subjects' revolutionary spirit. It's also been suggested that it may be part of a maneuver to weaken the old guard in political and military circles who might have been more loyal to previous regimes. There's more coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.